Welcome to our Composites Launch podcast episodes of Composites 360 on Tour. We bring you the brightest minds, influencers, and most important subject matters to your attention. We are here to cover the most current dialogues, presentations, and events in order to bring you the most creative ideas with the mission of creating sustainable value. Now listen to our latest episode and leave us your comments.
So welcome, dear LinkedIn community, Composites Launch members, Composites experts out there. So this is Jack World, day one. And after I've been to the Agora and listened to the European Commission with their new industrial clean deal, I'm now together with PRF Composites, and that is really amazingly a good fit to our topic, because we will be talking about circularity, about sustainability, and of course speed of production. So together with me, welcome Vincent Fawcett from PRF Composites.
The hard work of composites teams should be shouted from the rooftops. We're on a mission to give your solutions better visibility and reach, to make them more widely known in the market and gain the appreciation they deserve. To make lightweight construction and specialized technologies available to end users, as well as attract projects, customers, and talent, join our Composites Lounge community. The Composites Lounge community is open to entrepreneurs, C-levels, specialists, and managers who want to create a better world with their innovative composites and play a key role in the success of their company. So if you're a hidden champion who isn't sure how to best promote your work, join a supportive and innovative community which is focused on making composites achievements visible to end users. The Composites Lounge community celebrates and promotes the best innovations, lightweight construction technologies, and sustainable solutions in the automotive, aviation, renewable energy, oil and gas industries, and many more. Get involved at compositeslounge.com.
With a lovely introduction, Ilkay, and welcome to the PRF booth.
You're welcome. So, Vincent, my first question is, can you tell us in a nutshell what PRF stands for?
Yes, PRF stands for Plastic Reinforcement Fabrics. It's very, very simple.
Yeah, makes totally sense. Yes. Can you introduce us in a few words what PRF is doing, what is your mission, and what are your solutions?
Yes, absolutely. So PRF, a prepreg manufacturer based on the south coast of England, established in 1982, so in our 43rd year now, initially set up as a fast response supplier for the advanced composites market in the UK, where getting hold of carbon fibers and aramid fibers was very difficult. Lead times were very, very extended. PRF set up to hold stock and resell carbon fibers very quickly to help bolster the UK composites market, which was in its infancy back in the early 80s. We started manufacturing prepreg in around about 2010, and now we are at two woven prepreg lines, one unidirectional prepreg line. We have a pilot line that we can make very short quantities of prepreg for sampling or for R&D purposes. And we support all of this with our in-house cutting, kitting, and preforming capability. I think we're fairly unique in the composites industry to have that full end-to-end solution.
That sounds like big capital expenditure, heavy machinery.
Yes, we've invested heavily since 2018. We've invested almost £7 million into our infrastructure. But, you know, we need to future-proof. We need to make sure that we are well-equipped and prepared for the challenges that the composites industry is setting for us.
Before we go into the concrete, ideal, detailed solutions that you're having, Vincent, let us explain the community. What market sectors do you serve?
A very diverse set of market sectors are served by PRF Composites. Primarily, our main customers are in medical and aerospace. We supply a lot of materials for aero interiors. We're also very active in the defense sectors and automotive sectors. Because we're based on the south coast of the UK, of course, we have a very strong marine customer base as well.
Vincent, this is really intriguing and interesting. Do you have a specific example where you helped out a customer in your field?
Yes, Ilkay, I have a customer over the past couple of years who we have provided a lot of material for, supplied a lot of material for in an aerospace interiors program. They are press molding, so they have two heated presses and a semi-automated tooling solution for these presses with a five-axis trimming machine to trim all the parts that they make. It's a very dynamic production cell, but their problem, their pain point, was at the point of preforming and ply cutting. They couldn't get enough parts ready for the presses. So we looked at solutions from a couple of points. We could either increase their cutting capability, we could increase their preforming capability by investing in infrastructure within their business, or they could outsource these. Again, a costly solution. What we did was we came up with a very unique product, a recycled fiber prepreg that they could use in their non-structural applications. And this achieved a cured ply thickness of one millimeter in just one ply, whereas they were currently achieving one millimeter in four plies of 245 grams. This quadrupled their cutting and preforming capability and solved the bottleneck.
Vincent, one of the recurring questions from our community, of course, is sustainability. Now, which processes did you establish at PRF, and do these contribute to sustainability? That's one of the key questions I want to ask you during this JEC World.
It's a very good question, Ilkay, and a very important question, and something that's very close to our hearts at BRF. Sustainability is extremely important to us. Over the past 2-3 years, we've partnered with a company called Gen2 Carbon to develop a recycled fiber prepreg. We offer this in various aerial weights and various resin systems, but we do prefer to partner this product with a very fast curing system, our RP570 snap cure. What we're trying to achieve is a low energy cost per part model, which we managed to achieve with this particular product.
So one of the future tasks will be circularity. Now, there is this notion that maybe circularity and fast production in composites may be mutually exclusive. Are they mutually exclusive, or do you see a link there?
What we've done at PRF is we've partnered with Gen2 Carbon to create a circularity bubble with our customer as well. So we place PRF at the pivot point of waste management. PRF are creating waste on our ply cutting tables, on our preforming tables. So we send that waste back to Gen2 Carbon to be processed back into a recycled mat. But we also, at point of delivery with our customers, collect their waste and end-of-life parts, and we send that back to our recycled processor, which again is processed into a recycled mat that we turn into a prepreg. So it's a relatively small bubble of circularity, but it works very, very well. It supports our customers with their waste collection, and it supports our recycler with their feedstock. It also supports us with our stock of recycled fiber for manufacturing into prepreg, or repreg as we like to brand it.
So thank you, Vincent, for all these insights into the PRF and the composites concepts that you are driving. Circularity, very, very important. Sustainability, very, very important. So I really applaud you guys for investing into this future. Now we are coming to the end of our interview, and I would like to thank you also for the reception drink at Composites UK.
Yes.
How did that come? You are sponsoring that one, and would you like to invite the community?
The UK composites industry is very important to us. We are a member of Composites UK, so we decided that we'd like to sponsor the drinks reception. please come and join us for a drink. I suppose the only thing I would like to say is a big thank you to the JEC organisers for, again, hosting and organising what is a very, very important event for our entire industry. And thank you to yourself also, Ilkay, for interviewing me.
You're welcome, Vincent. Thanks for your insights one more time. And thank you, yes, JEC Group, for this fantastic 60 years of existence, 60 years of informing the people about composites, connecting the people and inspiring the people. And we will see you at the reception drink at Composites UK.
Where people see thought leaders bringing up the latest topics and trends, particularly in the composites industry and advanced materials, we are seeing people working on sustainability and our future. To this end, thank you for listening to our Composites Launch podcast episodes on Composites 360 on Tour. With expert and engineering talks, online live stream panels, and panels at subject exhibitions, we are here to serve you with the latest content that is available in this industry. Whether it is reporting from the market front, like the aerospace or automotive OEMs, whether these are regional events spread all over the DACH region, Europe, or elsewhere in the world, we are here to cover those dialogues, presentations, and events in order to bring you the most creative ideas with the mission of creating sustainable value. Creating sustainable value means that we are connecting also the world with our partners. We invite you to join our Composites Launch Composites 360 on Tour on our digital channels. Be rest assured, Composites Launch brings you the brightest, the best, and the fastest topics on LinkedIn, YouTube, and here on your favorite podcast on a weekly basis. Stay tuned.